Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. In his final speech to Parliament, former Corrections Minister Calvin Davis said the lowest point in his parliamentary career was the Waiakerea prison riot over the New Year break in 2021. Mr Davis is bowing out after entering Parliament on the Labour Party list in 2008, coming back in 2014, and then winning Te Tai Tokerau in that year's election. He says while he was trying to resolve the standoff with prisoners on the roof of the high security unit, opposition MPs held press conferences at the prison gates.
The worst thing you can do is head down to the prison, stand at the gates in front of media and posture and grandstand. During the riot, those MPs who did just that actually increased the risk to corrections officers, emergency services and other prisoners because it encouraged not just those participating in the riot, but also prisoners in other prisons who might feel the way to grab a politician's attention is to riot elsewhere.
Calvin Davis, who also held the new portfolio of Māori Crown Relations, gave his colleagues a history of Te Tiriti o Waitangi and warned whenever politicians came for Māori and tried to put them back in their box, Māori have never backed down. New Plymouth MP David McLeod has used his maiden speech to reassure Māori that Te Tiriti o Waitangi is in the safe hands of the National Party.
I'm hoping that hui of recent weeks and the upcoming Waitangi celebrations goes some way to reassuring Māori that the National Party are not here to remove te reo off the landscape of New Zealand, that we do value Te Tiriti as our founding document, that we will uphold and respect all treaty settlements, and that we want better health and education outcomes for Māori along with every other Kiwi.
The former Taranaki Regional Council Chair and Paraninihi Ki Wai Tōtara Incorporation Board Member has connections to Te Atiawa, Ngāi Tahu and Ngāti Porou, and his grandfather, Edward Pōhō Allison, was one of the first Māori doctors. Independent Māori language revitalisation body Te Mātāwai is facing growing demand for kura reo. Chief Executive Poia Rewi says it is investing in 61 kura reo this financial year, 2023 to 2024, compared with 29 in 2022-2023. An average of 100 people attend each kura reo, which means thousands are benefiting from boosting their reo proficiency, activating its use, and getting their reo fix in an immersion setting. Dr. Rewi says despite government plans to reduce Māori language use in the public service, the hunger for immersion learning in Māori communities keeps growing. Māori and non-Māori appear driven to use even more reo as if in protest. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!